Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday meditation. It's July 4. Woohoo! Fireworks and all the things that go with it, including hot dogs on the grill. Good grief, that sounds good. I want to take you to one verse, though. I was watching the Democratic debate for the presidential candidates this week, and I was just amazed at how we were able to point out so many things that are wrong. Let me take you to a scripture in Proverbs 19, verse 17, that tells you how we could get it right. The text says, "If you help the poor, you are lending to the Lord, and He will repay you." Now, the scripture there is giving us an idea that as believers, rather than pointing out what's wrong, our task might be go help people in need. And when we do that, the Lord will repay you with good, with graciousness, with power, and with peace. And I want to invite you today to recognize that all around us are people that are in need. They may not be poor, but they may be poor in spirit. They may not be out of money, but their relationships are bankrupt. I want to invite you, be a word of encouragement to people that are poor today, and then let the Lord repay you. If we were to change the world, whether we have a donkey or an elephant in the White House, it's not going to matter. It's just, will we do as the Lord has directed, and He repay us in great favor? So let's prepare to meditate today, and let's bring this prayer to the Lord. Father, today we thank You. Thank You that we have this celebration of our great nation, but would You return the soul of this nation back to You? God, would You do as the Scriptures say? Would You give us courage to help the poor, no matter what that means? And Lord, recognize that when we do that, we're doing this under the least of these, which is to do that for You. And Lord, we look forward to Your repayment of peace and power and joy and direction in our life. So as we prepare to meditate today, let us draw a couple of deep breaths and really just use it as a way to kind of shut down the noise of the world and step into the presence of God. Allow it to be soft and soulful, and allow it to be peace-filled, where your muscles have relaxed and the tension of the world is gone. And let's just ask the Lord to speak into our life with His prompting and His direction and His voice. Are you ready? Again. Now tell the Lord something you're grateful for right now. Ask the Lord to bring someone to your mind, to the top of your mind, that you're to serve today. Maybe their relationships are poor, maybe they're literally poor, maybe they're just poor in spirit. They're dealing with depression or anxiety. Ask the Lord to bring that person right to the top of your mind, and then ask the Lord to give you wisdom on how to minister to them. And now let's quiet our souls and let's hear from the voice of God as He directs us. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in just a few moments. Well, again, thank you for joining me on this July 4 weekday meditation. I love our dear country, but I would love it even greater. I believe if the Church of the Lord Jesus were to determine we're going to help the poor, knowing we're lending to the Lord, knowing He will repay us, that really is a way in which America does become great again. And honestly, be praying for these presidential candidates. Ask the Lord that on both sides of the aisle that we might have an option to vote for godliness and good. And honestly, I don't know that there's anybody in the race that all of us would love. And God didn't miss any mistake as He created us and them, and allow ourselves to simply pray and let the Lord lead, guide, and direct us to how we support and how we vote. God bless you. See you tomorrow on another weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.